My name is Matthew Sanchez. I'm currently a child psychiatry fellow at University Hospitals Cleveland Medical Center and author of a new article titled Expediting Clinician Assessment in the Diagnosis of Autism Spectrum Disorder. With me is co-author John Constantino, director of the Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities Research Center at Washington University in St. Louis. Our study examined a new method for rapid clinical confirmation of autism spectrum disorder, suitable for office-based practice, or in many cases, telehealth. Expediting the diagnosis of autism is a critical issue in the field, as currently the majority of patients experience unnecessarily long waits for specialist assessments before establishing their diagnosis and eligibility for service.
The instrument implemented and validated in our study was the Childhood Autism Rating Scale 2, which carries the advantage of highly descriptive scoring anchors to optimize reliability of ratings by non-specialty trained clinicians. The specific implementation of the scale for diagnostic confirmation involves completion and scoring of the first 8 items on the scale, an adaptation that we refer to as the CARS 2 OBS, on the basis of a brief 15-minute observation protocol. This is described in the supplemental materials of the article and involves observation of turn-taking interaction with the caregiver or examiner, symbolic play, the subject's highest level of communication, and the response to positive arousal. The goal of our data analysis was to determine a rating threshold on the CARS 2 OBS, which, when coupled with a positive developmental history and clinical level symptom burden reported by caregivers, would allow a clinician to confirm that the observed and reported symptoms are more consistent with autism than with an alternate diagnosis.
240 patients consecutively referred to Washington University in St. Louis for suspicion of an autism diagnosis were included in this record review. Nurse practitioners conducted the CARS 2 OBS upon first seeing the patients, and the results of their ratings were compared with the final diagnostic determinations reached by expert clinical diagnosticians following a complete evaluation.
Individuals who were ultimately diagnosed with autism exhibited a marked pathological shift in the distribution of CARS 2 OBS scores in comparison to patients with other neuropsychiatric conditions, with an average score of 18 in the autism group versus 11.7 in the non-autism group. Altogether, we observed that the CARS 2 OBS was 93.2% specific at a cut point of 16 for an autism diagnosis and 95.8% specific when combined with an SRS-2 score greater than or equal to 61. We also observed a strong correlation with scores on the autism diagnostic observation schedule with Pearson's coefficient of correlation of 0.68 among patients who had assessments completed using both instruments in the course of their clinical care.
This study provided proof of concept in a large clinical referral sample that the CARS 2 OBS can be used by primary care clinicians to confirm suspicion of an autism diagnosis when combining the information with brief standardized symptom ratings and a developmental history. All are rapidly obtainable in routine pediatric practice and amenable to telehealth practice, where these methods are currently being implemented and explored in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic. We conclude that the use of the CARS 2 OBS could greatly expedite clinical confirmation for many individuals suspected of having autism spectrum disorder.